I didn't want that to happen, but I didn't see any way it wouldn't. Stoke had had a sparrow track on the back of his coat since the beginning of school, long before the rest of us were hip to what it meant, and Deary knew it. Plus, Stoke would admit it. He'd deal with the dean and the disciplinary officer's questions the same way he dealt with his crutches, at a full-out plunge. And anyway, the whole thing began to seem distant, okay? The way classes did. The way Carol did, now that I understood she was really gone. The way the concept of being drafted and sent away to die in the jungle did. What seemed real and immediate was hunting out that bad bitch, or shooting the moon and hitting everyone else at your table with 26 points at a whack. What seemed real was hearts. But then something happened. Around 4 o'clock, the sleet changed to rain, and by 4:30, when it began to get dark, we could see that Bennett's Run was under 3 or 4 inches of water. Most of the walk looked like a canal. Below the water was a melting, slushy ice jello. The pace of the game slowed as we watched those unfortunates who were working the dish line cross from the dorms to the palace on the plains. Some of them, the wiser ones, cut across the slope of the hillside, making their way through the rapidly melting snow. The others came down the paths, slipping and sliding on their treacherous, icy surfaces. A thick mist had begun to rise from the wet ground, making it even harder for people to see where they were going. One guy from King met a girl from Franklin at the place where the paths converged. When they started up Bennett's walk together, the guy slipped and grabbed the girl. They almost went down together, but managed to keep their combined balance. We all applauded. At my table, we began a hold hand. Ronnie's weaselly little friend Nick dealt me an incredible 13 cards, maybe the best pat hand I'd ever gotten. It was a shoot-the-moon opportunity, if ever I had one. 6 high hearts and no really low ones, the king and queen of spades, plus court cards in the other 2 suits as well. I had the 7 of hearts, a borderline card, but you can catch people napping in a hold hand. No one expects you to shoot the moon in a situation where you can't improve your original draw. Lenny Doria played the douche to start us off. Ronnie immediately played void, ridding himself of the ace of spades. He thought that was great. So did I. My 2 court spades were now both winners. The queen was 13 points, but if I got all the hearts, I wouldn't eat those points. Ronnie, Nick, and Lenny would. I let Nick take the trick. We spilled 3 more tricks uneventfully. First Nick, and then Lenny, mine for diamonds. And then I took the 10 of hearts, mixed into a club trick. "Hearts have been broken, and Riley eats the first one," Ronnie bugled gleefully. "You're going down, country boy." "Maybe," I said. And maybe, I thought, Ronnie Malenfant would soon be smiling on the other side of his face. With a successful shoot, I could put the idiotic Nick Prouty over 100 and cost Ronnie a game he'd been on his way to winning.